But compared to Earth, yes, it would be considered highly evolved. You said earlier, talking about the farming, that you didn't know much about it because this was not your chosen field of endeavor. What is your field of endeavor?
My personal field has always been a scientific area, such as what I'm working in now on his planet. On that planet I was involved in working with the energies, channeling these energies and using them for different purposes. Energies such as can be used for communications or navigations or industrial purposes. Everyone has a particular field of endeavor they choose. This is the Partiku 54, the key ears of the garden la field I chose, which certainly doesn't mean that it is any better or any worse than any other. It is simply my personal choice. I directed him to look at that time and see himself performing in that type of occupation. I had no idea what kind of work this could possibly be. This was in the role of an energy director. One who would manipulate the energies for use elsewhere on the planet. A receiver and distributor of energies. For there are many energies, cosmic and planetary in nature, which can be directed and sent to those who would wish to use them. Do they have laboratories or places where they work on things like that?
Yes, there are areas which are research areas. There is never total knowledge of this physical level. There is always knowledge to be found, even on far advanced planets. There is always the new, the newest thing, the latest thing to find or discover. Even they don't know it all then. You would think that they had learned every possible way to use energy. The beings which are on the God level, the ultimate level, the creator level, could rightly claim that knowledge. We, however, are far removed from that level and must, by your own toil, discover that. Do you work in a building?
There is an area set aside, yes. A somewhat low and round area with a raised translating here altar, which would be the exact center of the vortex. For it is a vortex of energies on the planet at this time. It is simply a matter of being in the vortex and directing the energies to those individuals who wished to participate in the use of these energies. Hence the round shape, so as to not delineate any one direction.
I'm trying to get a mental picture of what it looks like. Do sit or stand in that center part.
There is an altar raised area, and the priest translating here would simply place himself in this vortex and mentally direct the energies to those individuals who wished to receive them.
Do you use anything physical in doing this, a machine or panel or something of that nature?
There are instruments which assist, yes. They would be of the order of crystal instruments or made basically of crystals and, the energy director, 55, crystalline materials. However, the work is more in mental nature than physical.
Would you be able to draw a picture of some of the instruments when you awaken?
There could be drawn a rough sketch of the altar. However, it would not be appropriate at this time to try to translate into drawing that which is of the instrument's nature. I gave Phil post-hypnotic suggestions that he would be able to draw a picture of the area where he worked. See drawing.
Do you go to this place every day to work?
There are occasional periods where the work is necessary for long periods of time and other times when it is not needed. And so it is on a demand basis. There are others in other places in other vortexes who are of the same nature and are capable of assisting as well.
I thought maybe it was something that had to be done constantly.
That is not accurate, for it would not be healthy for the director to stay in the vortex continuously, for it would cause rapid deterioration of the vehicle's body or aging.
Did this take a lot of training to learn to do this?
A high amount of.
A long pause. He had difficulty finding the word.
Schooling?
Moral character in the purest form, in order that the energy be as pure as possible. For the sender could mar the energies if he were not of the highest moral character. This is an equivalent translation. It is somewhat lacking in breadth of understanding. However, it would suffice to say that the senders must be of absolute character. There was an apprenticeship under one master teacher. Those who showed high aptitude for this were recognized at an early age, and were. Her difficulty again with words, tested or screened for appropriateness.
This was a high honor for those who would persevere, for the regime was very rigorous and demanding. D. Did it take a long time to learn? P. It would take most of the youth or into early adulthood, an equivalent of grade school through college. D. Did you have to live at a certain place to learn these things? 56. The keepers of the garden, Oimu 6 Lio, the energy director, 57. P. There was the remaining at home with the family. However, the school was taught in a centralized area. For it was noted it was necessary for the individual's rounded personality to receive formal training of domestic matters and in nurturing matters from the parents and to be raised with the brothers and sisters or siblings. This is not so unlike Earth culture at this time. D. I thought maybe you had to leave your family and go somewhere else. P. That is not accurate. There would not be the necessary healthy growth of character such as is taught in the home. D. Did you enjoy this type of work? P. It was most rewarding, yes, for in sending the energies one was also attuned with the receiver and so was quite capable of mental or telepathic communications with the receiver. And in so doing would receive gratitude and simply sharing of energies through telepathic means. D. Was this energy stored in any way in order to amplify it? Or was it just sent directly? P. No, there was no need for this, for there is a never-ending supply of this energy throughout the universe. The energy was flowing as it is on this planet, from within and without the planet. It was a matter of channeling the streams of energy to those areas in which it was desired. D. It just takes certain types of people who know how to use it and direct it. P. That is accurate. D. What did you do during the time when you weren't doing this? P. There was family to participate with in many interesting and fulfilling endeavors. There was family life as is on this planet and time to be with loved ones. D. How did you die on that planet? P. This was caused by being in the energies. The physical life of a director was shortened because of being in the intensity of the energies. However, this was known before accepting the responsibility and was a small price to pay for the service. D. It caused stress and wear and tear on the organs, I suppose. This entire account of what life was like on an alien planet would undoubtedly seem dull and bland to a generation accustomed to being bombarded by science fiction. But to me, this is exactly what gives it validity. Phil is a normal, young man who has grown up with Star Wars and other similar type movies and TV shows. There was, 58, The Keepers of the Garden, certainly enough very fertile information in his account of the planet that, if he had been prone to do so, he could have woven a very elaborate fantasy. Instead, he seemed to have lived a normal, mundane existence similar to the average person on Earth, except for the more highly developed moral and mental capabilities. This, to me, gives it the ring of truth and plausibility. His subconscious was not trying to impress me in any way, it was merely recounting what was deposited in its memories. Chapter 7, The Fourth Dimensional. After the detailed description of the other planet, I was anxious to explore other lives that Phil may have lived in outer space. I had no idea that some of these may have been in places that were not three-dimensional or physical, such as we are accustomed to here on Earth. Since these are the only kind we are consciously familiar with, I had never even considered the possibility of being able to live in other dimensions. We have been taught that there are only three dimensions in our material world: length, width and depth. The only other dimension I had heard of was the fourth dimension called time, which would definitely not be physical or solid. Exploring outer space was turning out to be more complicated than I had first thought. We were to go into areas that were difficult for my mind to comprehend. Phil would not have been expected to depart from familiar ground and go wandering into such strange concepts. The area of science fiction would have been much safer. But at least it was never dull as these new and challenging ideas were presented. I never knew what to expect next. During the next session, when the elevator doors opened, Phil saw the outline of tall, jagged, pointed spires against the horizon. I immediately thought he had returned to the same scene that had previously bothered him, the planet where the scientific expedition had died. But he said this was a city. However, it did not sound like the same city with the towers and the strange vehicles which he had seen in the other sessions. 59, 60. The keepers of the garden. P. It's a silhouette, the outline of the city buildings. They are spires, but they are different heights. When I asked him if he wanted to get off the elevator and explore this strange place, he agreed. His subconscious had seen that the other sessions had not consciously disturbed him, and it apparently thought it was time to start releasing information at a more rapid rate. He found himself walking on the street level. He was approaching someone he seemed to know, who waved at him. It was a bald person wearing a dark blue, tight-fitting one-piece suit with a high collar. When he looked down at himself, he saw that he was wearing the same type of clothing. P. We seem to be on the outskirts of the city. I don't think I live in the city, but I go to the city. As if I live in the country but work in the city. I counted him to where he worked and asked him to tell me what kind of job he was trained to do. P. It seems to be an oval or circular area, and it's got ridges in the walls, going down from the roof. I get the feeling of velvet or some kind of softness about the walls. There's a podium for one who speaks, and there are benches for an audience to sit on. It's a chamber. I get the impression of a council chamber. It's for dispensation of justice. Of some sort, or mediation possibly. D. Are there other people who work here with you? P. Yes, there are assistants. There are others who carry out the I don't want to say menial because their jobs are as important, but their tasks are not as complicated. D. Do you have any kind of title to the job you had to do? P. Advocate of something. The job would be to settle arguments, where there's a differing viewpoint. To assist both sides in seeing the rightness of the other's position. In assisting both to accept a common agreement. D. Do you have any kind of badge of office or anything that would distinguish you? Some way that other people would know who you are? P. The personality would be a badge of sorts, because the personality would reflect the job. You can instantly know who someone is and what they do by meeting them. People here on Earth wear the fourth dimensional city uniforms to say who they are, because you don't have this instant recognition. If you were to meet a policeman and you instantly or intuitively knew that he was a policeman, you wouldn't need the uniform. Do you see what I mean? Apparently we again were at a place where mental communication and intuition were commonplace and highly developed. D. You said your job involved the settling of arguments. Is this a difficult thing to do? P. Sometimes, yes. Sometimes the issues can be very complicated. D. Do the others always listen to you? P. For the most part, yes. They respect my authority or wisdom. There wouldn't be any advantage to disagreeing. The whole purpose of mediation is to solve the problem. And to argue against the mediator would be self-defeating in its purpose. D. You know how people are, it's hard for them to agree on things. P. People here are that way. This is not the same, because the people there would be more accepting of another person's viewpoint. I asked if he would be able to give me an example of the type of argument he would be called upon to settle, and he related the following case. P. There is in the Cygnus constellation at this time a we hesitate to use the term war, for that is not appropriate. There is a strong disagreement between the race of entities who are. The vehicle has no reference points on which to translate this. We have no background with which to manufacture the concepts here. We will simply try to give the situation. There are two races here concerned. This is a disagreement over who has territorial rights to a system of inhabited planets. One race feels that it has claims because they were the first to explore this system. The other race feels claim because they are descendants of this system. The situation is thus: there was transmigration from this system to other planets. And the transmigration resulted in a race of beings which soon developed into an interstellar fleet or had the capability of such. The civilization had lost track and had soon lost knowledge of its inheritance from this system. And so after, 62, the keepers of the garden, D, P, D, P, D, P, discovery by the first explorers, they realized their kinship in this system and are now claiming title as descendants. You said it is like a war? It is not a war, for there is no violence being enacted. There is simply very intense argument and disagreement. There are councils being met, meeting at councils with representatives of each race trying to reach a form of consensus to arrive at some middle ground wherein both parties will feel they have achieved their goals. There are mineral rights at stake here in the issue. There is also the caretakership of the inhabitants of these systems, who are not as developed as those who are arguing over the system, and so there is to be a caretaker position assigned to one or the other or both, whoever assumes responsibility for this system. The descendants are being led by one who is of leadership stature, and he is much admired and revered by his race of people. He is their leader. He is pressing for total sovereignty over the entire system by right of kinship and is accurate in his claims. The one side feels that they have right by kinship, and they feel they have the rights because it is their ancestors and the lesser developed inhabitants of their people. And the others are claiming that they have the right because they were the first to find it. Would this erupt into a war if they didn't get it straightened out? They don't go that way. They have disagreements and very heated discussions on this, but they don't resort to violence. They have sent representatives of each side, and they must come to an agreement. The disagreements are valid in both respects, for in this area of the galaxy or the universe, territoriality is by precedence, claimed by first discovery. The concerns of the descendants are for the safety and well-being of their ancestors, which is not to imply the discoverers would abandon their responsibility for the safety of the inhabitants. For this is not the case. It would be as if your ancestors were found living on an island claimed by another country, and so you would naturally have a vested interest in safety and concern. This is the situation at this point. This sounds very similar to the Indian shaving claim on territory and the United States having claim at the same time. This situation has occurred in many places throughout the universe and is not a new occurrence. The system, as was mentioned before, is rich in mineral deposits. There are vegetation growing, the fourth dimensional city, on some planets which are desirable in the manufacture of medicines. So there is a vested commercial interest as well as an ancestral interest. The decision at this point is that the responsibility be shared. That is, the discoverers being responsible for the commercialization and exploration of this system, and the ancestors or kinfolk being responsible for the social and cultural well-being of the systems. Always harmony is desired, and in this manner we see harmony being achieved. But it must be agreed upon by each party. D. Would you ever hate to give out punishments of any sort? P. There was a long pause. I can't speak on this. D. Do you mean you're not allowed to talk about that? P. This is something I simply have nothing to say about. APA, inkly, I don't deal with anything like that. D. I just wondered if your society was free of punishment or if you didn't have problems in that area. P. It wouldn't be the same as in this society, it would be different. I am always trying to pinpoint where we are with names, dates and places. This comes from working for so many years with normal regressions into earthly lives. When I asked him about the name of the city or planet, he again informed me that it was impossible to convert these things into verbal sounds. P. Names cannot be translated as they have no equivalent vibrational translation in the earth language. I should have known it would be the same problem with answering questions about time, but habit prevailed. D. Do you have any way of telling time we are? Such as, do you have years as we know them? P. No. We don't have time because we're on the fourth dimension where there is no time. There would be no need to measure something which does not apply. This was a strange development. I had never had anyone tell me they were from the fourth dimension before, but then I had never spoken to anyone from another planet before either. I had assumed we were speaking of a three-dimensional physical world because of 64, the keepers of the garden, the sample case he presented. It appeared that complicated disputes were referred to the fourth dimension courts for mediation. Maybe they were considered less biased. Under these circumstances, where the entity was describing another dimension which I have absolutely no knowledge of, it becomes difficult to formulate questions that would make any sense to the being I am speaking to. The concepts would be foreign, and there is nothing to compare or relate to. D. I see. then your body would have no age in years or anything similar that you would judge things by. Is that true? P. Things change. This is difficult to explain, but there is a definite change with what you would call time. D. Does the body start out as a baby and then grow from there? P. It is formulated. It is not born. It is composed as necessary to do the job that it was meant to do and as time progresses, as you would say. D. In other words, it is formed already fully grown. Would that be correct? P. No, in the respect that learning is not accomplished at the beginning. The idea or the purpose is learning. So that at the beginning or the formulation there is a lack of learning, which would come through experience. And through the experience the body will change, which would reflect the changes in personality. D. Okay, I'm trying to understand this. In our society you start as a baby and the body grows gradually to become an adult. This does not happen in your society. P. This is true. The difference is, here on Earth the physical body changes and grows and to some extent reflects the growth of the soul inside as it learns. This is a physical aspect of this third dimension. I was still confused by these aspects but decided to continue with my questions and hopefully enlightenment would occur later, when I had time to study and think on this strange development. D. Do you have males and females as separate sexes in our society? P. No, sex is not necessary because we don't procreate as humans do. Do you see? D. I'm not sure. Then how is the creating done? Is it done in a separate place or something? The fourth dimensional city, 65, I suppose I was thinking of a laboratory condition such as cloning. Since I didn't understand this concept I was grasping at straws. P. This is all mental. It is thought energy which is projected. If I need arises for a body is, and then becomes a vehicle for that person to use to do or to learn the lessons which that person needs to learn. D. Then the soul can enter the body at that time when the body materializes? P. No, this is not a physical materialization. This is all energy. The soul is the body. Do you see? D. This is a concept that is rather foreign to me but I'm trying. If the body then is made up of energy and is mostly the soul, what about the surroundings? Are they physical, material? P. They're energy. Everything is energy. Energy can be moved and manipulated just like physical matter. It takes only the realization that this is possible in order to do it. D. Then the group together materialize its needs. P. This is true. Their karma is met through their group efforts. D. Then you still have karma to work out, too? P. This is true, everyone does. D. Then in this type of society, you don't have any kind of family, so to speak. P. Yes, we do, because we are the same there as we are here on Earth. It's not a physical family, no. But we do tend to stay with familiar people, as you might say. We, and I speak generally of all living beings, have friendships and familiarity between entities. D. Then even in a state where you are pure energy, there still is emotion, feelings. P. Definitely. Exactly. Love and empathy are part of existence is personality. D. What about food? Do you have to take nourishment in any way? P. No, food is not necessary. We have entertainment and what could be called food which is for entertainment. However, it's not necessary because this is not a physical realm or existence that I'm talking about. You've got to understand that this is pure energy. Whereas, in the physical world your physical bodies require food because of their biological processes. But in this existence, energy is. It doesn't require sustenance. D. I've always thought of the other planets as being like a planet. They would still have to have physical requirements. P. On three-dimensional planets, that's true. 66. The keepers of the garden. D. I'm trying to relate this to what I have leaned about between lies states, the so-called dead state. When people are in the realms between their physical lies. In this condition a body is no longer needed and the soul is freed from the body. Is this different from what you're talking about? Or is your dimensional word similar to living on different planes of existence between lives? P. Well, It is. It's not similar. It is the same thing, yes. When someone dies here, they have the option of living on another planet if it meets their requirements. There's no difference here or there, it's strictly a matter of being on one plane or another. D, I see. I really didn't understand. These strange concepts were making me dizzy. I was having difficulty thinking of questions that made any sense. D, then how would you die for pure energy? P, you don't die as such. You disformulate your vehicle. For instance, when someone's usefulness has expired or they have met their lessons, there's no longer a need for that vehicle. So it is disformulated and the energy is returned to wherever it is needed. However, the entity's personality remains separate. D. It would seem to me that if you were in a society where you could not die, that people would want to remain there forever. P. No, you would be bored very quickly. For instance, if your lesson of the third grade is over, why would you want to stay in the third grade for the rest of your life? D. Some people have such a fear of dying, they are so afraid of the unknown that they'd want to stay where they know. P. Interrupted, it could be comfortable, but there would be no learning. D. No challenges? P. That's true, that's true. D. We were speaking of the city. Do you use vehicles? P. Yes. These are vehicles which are pure energy as everything on the fourth dimension is. They can be formulated and disformulated as the need arises. D. What I'm trying to understand is, why would you need vehicles who have the ability to use pure energy and pure mind? P. It's no different from here, from using a station wagon or a, the fourth dimensional city, 67, pickup truck. You're using three-dimensional material to work with three-dimensional material. It's the same there. You need fourth-dimensional not material but items to work with fourth-dimensional items. Just like the bodies that are formulated. They are tools in doing the work. It is not much different from this existence here on Earth, except that it is fourth-dimensional instead of three-dimensional. On higher planes, higher dimensions and existences, the need for this is lost. To the point that all is thought. These spirits on higher planes don't have this need and so they merely exist in thought and thought only. D. That's what I'm trying to understand. I thought that beings that were just pure energy would not have any need for anything else. Apparently this is sort of in between their plea physical and their plea mentor they have earned to control the mind to where they can materialize needs. P. That's true. We wish to tell you that you will be shown many things. You will be given access to much information and records. Some of it may contain difficult concepts to translate but we will try to make it as easy to understand as possible. However, I'm sorry to say there are areas which we cannot go to. But it would not be helpful to you or me. And in fact, could be harmful to us both. This unexpected announcement surprised me and also aroused my curiosity. While my first concern is always for my subject, the human side of me wondered what could possibly be out there that would be forbidden territory. I had never been given a warning like this before. I never attempted to find out because I would probably be overridden anyway. Some things are probably better left alone. P. The idea is to help, so this is not to be allowed. However, there should be plenty of material to satisfy all of our curiosities. D. Okay, we can leave that to your discretion. P. It's not so much my discretion as to what is there wrong, if you will. It's not a conscious decision on my part. There are records which I simply do not have access to because of that fact. There are those who are much more powerful than me, who can watch out for us. Who are, in fact, watching over us now in this room and guiding us in our questions and answers. Our guides, as such, and even higher. 68, the keepers of the garden. This made the hair on the back of my neck stand up, for I often feel the presence of invisible others in the room when I do my work. P. They are pleased because they see this as helping the people of Earth. If they saw any harm in this, it wouldn't be happening. They would not allow me to speak. It is that simple. Therefore, there will be forbidden areas that we cannot enter and of which I will not be allowed to speak or have access. I assured him that although I was curious and wanted to gain knowledge about everything that came across my path, we would never want to do anything that would cause him harm or discomfort. I was quite excited to learn what kind of information would be allowed to come forth in future sessions.